From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. The Basque language is a non-Indo-European language in Western Europe. It's spoken by people living in the mountains between France and Spain. Now, this isolated language has puzzled scholars for centuries. For many years, it was believed to only be spoken and showed up in writing about 500 years ago. Julie Lucchetta reports on a new discovery announced in November that has rocked the Basque community here and across the world.
It was found in the ruins of a castle in Pamplona in the heart of Basque country. The artifact is an engraved bronze hand turned bluish-green through oxidation. There are five words etched into it, one of which is recognizable to modern Basque speakers.
That word is Sorioneku, which would translate roughly as of good fortune or of good omen.
How do you pronounce your name in Basque?
In Basque, Edurne Arostegui.
Arostegui is the education specialist at the Basque Museum in Boise. She says the discovery of the hand, called Mano de Irulegui, has brought a ton of joy and pride to the community.
I have a lot of family and friends in the Basque country. I live there, and my phone blew up. I mean, everybody was just ecstatic.
They're ecstatic because the hand is the oldest example of written Basque ever found. It dates back to 72 years before Christ, proving modern Basque ancestors lived in the region almost 1,000 years earlier than previously thought. And it's one more clue in understanding the history of the Basque language.
I think most people would think it's some kind of mixture of Spanish and French, but it predates Indo-European languages. I am John Beter. I'm a professor in the history department at Boise State and study Basque immigration.
Beter explains Basque is indigenous and a language isolate, meaning it evolved without any influence from other languages. Basque speakers were long thought to be illiterate.
What it does is it takes our idea of early languages and sometimes early civilizations as being this kind of caveman or kind of right early rudimentary language that are very simple, and it just dumps it on its head.
Scholars have tried to link Basque to Hungarian, Georgian, Etruscan, and even Japanese, but are still baffled by it.
Es un misterio.
Professor Javier Velaza says the origin of the language is a mystery. He's one of the linguists analyzing the writing on the hand. Speaking from his office in Barcelona, he says the word etched into it is the first example of written Basque found in modern-day Basque country, which is actually not a nation state, but exists inside both northern Spain and parts of southern France. DNA studies have suggested Basques are descendants of Neolithic farmers and have been in the region for millennia. Their identity survived the back and forth of territorial aggression from various European invaders over the years. Arostegui again.
Right, so you would think that these languages, which much bigger powers would have, you know, subsumed ours, but we've been able to, you know, maintain it for such a long time.
She says the survival of the language has been integral to the identity of the community.
The word that we have for ourselves is the people who have Basque, in other words, the people who speak Basque.
During the Franco dictatorship, the Basque language was criminalized.
So from 1939 to 1975, you could not use it in public. You would be fined. You couldn't name your children. My name would have been illegal, right? You could not name your child Edurne.
It was kept alive in remote villages and inside people's homes, spoken in secret and taught to children clandestinely in church basements.
I always point out that it's thanks to the diaspora that a lot of these elements are still around, because no one ever banned Basque here in Boise.
There are about 3 million Basque people in the original Basque region and no clear numbers for the diaspora. It's thought that about a third of Basque people speak it today, or around 750,000 people around the world. Idaho has one of the largest concentrations of Basques in the U.S.
Un momentito, perdón, es que me está escribiendo la otra periodista.
Back in Spain, Velaza interrupts our interview to answer an email from another journalist. He's been fielding questions from the media nonstop since the news of Irulegui dropped. He says the object itself is iconic, and the message it carries is one of warmth. He's not surprised by the public's reaction. And Basque Twitter, yes, that's a thing, has been putting out memes left and right. The hand has been blowing up WhatsApp threads, and a song about it on YouTube has already gotten 50,000 views.
I mean, I just go back to the first word. I mean, I read it.
A big moment for the community and for Arostegui.
Could you imagine seeing a hieroglyphic and just being able to read it from your present language? Like, that is how it felt for me. Just connecting to somebody 2,000 years ago is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of moment.
The hand is still being analyzed and will likely go on display at the Pamplona Museum sometime in the future. Julie Duqueta, Boise State Public Radio News.
Zorioneku herri baten historioak Nola zaintzen zuten, nola maite zuten Haien ahotan bizi zen hizkuntza Hirulegiko esku, atxeren hartu ezazu Esku honetan dago zure ondare
And the song you just heard is from the Basque band Bulego. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.